Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the fourth day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just a mild day. I guess the sun's shining out there, it looks like, but we got some bad weather rolling in for the weekend, and then the cool back down to the 60s. It's having a hard time working its way into summer. I'm sure when it hits, it'll hit hard, as is the way of things. Let's see what we got here. Supreme Court rules Baker in same-sex wedding rules for Baker in same-sex wedding case. Case. Anyway, we're going to discuss it as soon as we return.
For listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right then, Supreme Court rules for Baker and same-sex wedding cake case. This is from NBC News. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Supreme Court is setting aside a Colorado court ruling against a baker who wouldn't make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, but the court is not deciding the big issue in the case, rather a business can refuse to serve gay and lesbian people. You see, a lot of people were on the site, and there were, you know, different opinions on was this a correct ruling or not. And we're going to look at that. We're going to look at where this would be in the common law. The justices' limited ruling Monday turns on what the court described as anti-religious bias on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission when it ruled against Baker Jack Phillips. The justices voted 7-2 that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated Phillips' right under the First Amendment. Justice Anthony Kennedy says in his majority opinion that the issue, quote, must await further elaboration. Boy, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about, civil rights. We start calling them civil rights, and a civil right is not the constitutional rights. And then, you know, here we got the court. Well, the court's going to have to think about, well, we've determined that the court has authority. Well, do they or don't they? We're going to discuss it. Appeals in similar cases are pending, including one at the Supreme Court from a florist who didn't want to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding. Now, where does this all fall into place at? Now, you see what they're talking about here, that it didn't decide the big issue in the case, rather a business can refuse to serve gay and lesbian people. Now, see, when you file that business license, when you go and you get that permission from the state to operate, there's all kinds of goodies that come with that, like a 21% tax rate. You know, Trump just cut down to 21%. And, all the protections and shit, that, and the access to the facilities and what might have you. However, if you just, you know, if you owned a building, if you just went and bought a building, a little building, and you put, you know, if you were operating under the common law, and you just bought a little building, put a storefront on it, and put up a I Bake Cake sign, and just start, you know, you were buying the flour and the goddamn sugar and whatever it takes to build a cake, and you were building cakes, and somebody walks through the door, you can tell them, piss off. I don't have to bake a cake for you. And this is where they, you know, they want to get this shit strung out. They're stringing spaghetti here for us, people, because that's cut and dry. You can't, I mean, you can't, what I'm going to tell you what this comes down to. You ready? This comes down to your contractual rights. Now, is contracting as a business. Now, when you become a business, you become an agent of the state, don't you? Now, under them pretenses, a business, anything operated under the state absolutely cannot discriminate against anybody on any account. You see what I'm saying? It'd be like, you know, like when you used to have the extra water fountain for the black folk and an extra bathroom for the men and women of the black folk. You can't do that. See, the government can't violate the Bill of Rights. It can't discriminate against one man against another, one person superior of right. An individual can discriminate all they want to. You don't have to contract with anybody you don't want to. If you're running a private business, and you know, it's where they come in with this licensing bullshit, this permission from the state. When you get permission from the state, like I said, when you're licensed by the state, you become a state agent. Under that pretext, he has to bake the cake. Because he chose to be a business, and you know, he's running it as a business. He's going beyond his labor to making profits. He's hired people to, you know, he's working people. I mean, I don't know if this is the case with the guy, but this is why they're talking about, can businesses discriminate against gay and lesbian people? Man, I'll tell you what, as an individual, nobody can make you do anything. And if you're the person that owns the place, I mean, you'd have to fire yourself for, but then the government could step in. What could the government do here, people? What is the only act that the government really could do here? And I'm not talking about fining this guy and taking his business away from him. What is the only act that the government really could do here? That's right. Pull his license. They could pull his license and he can say, well, good riddance to the license. I never really needed it anyway. But then they'd be coming after him for running a business without a license, which isn't illegal because you're not supposed to have a license to run a private business. You know, if this was a big corporation, like I said, and he had employees and he had, like, you know, trucking contracts, interstate contracts and what might have you, it'd be a different story. But it's apples and oranges here. Nobody can tell you you have to contract with anybody. And this guy apparently is where they're playing this, is that the guy is, you know, he's an artist. And you say that somebody brought up the, you know, if you were drawing a picture, what it might have, you know, you're an artist that draws sketchings, and two fags came up and wanted you to draw them fagged together, and they're thinking, you don't got to do it. They can't make you. And all the state can threaten you with is pulling your license. But then, I mean, that's what the fags, because, you know, it ain't like they're denying an essential service, a government service, because once they, you know, it's just the license that makes the person the agent. So pull the goddamn license. Okay, tomorrow I don't have a license. Tomorrow, you know, you can go get the fags here. You know, this is just playing the game, trying to use the Bill of Rights to dismantle the United States, to dismantle the Bill of Rights, to turn the Bill of Rights upside down and backwards like they did the Constitution. You see, but the Bill of Rights, you know, if the most beef that these guys could have, let's look at this in reality. Now, you're in a little town, say you're 150 miles from the next nearest little town. It's just a little shit town. There's like Mayberry. Okay, there's one bakery in town. And the bakery, you know, a couple of fags come in and say, well, we wanted a fag cake for our fag wedding. And I don't do fag cakes. I'm a Christian. I don't do that shit. Okay. And then, well, okay, what would be the max that the fags could do here? Well, it would have to be a civil case if the person was actually licensed. Because if the civil case, what would it consist of? Now, if you and I go to do a civil case, what's the perimeters? What's the standard? What is the procedures? Well, you know, go ahead.
Violate a right.
Huh? Pardon?
Violate some right.
No. Now look at, and look here, Charlie. Now, if I'm going down the street and I run over your garbage can. Now, I destroyed your property without due process of the law. Is that what I did, or do you have a civil case against me for a garbage can?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to have a claim.
You got to have a damage. You got to have a damage. What would the damage be to the fags who had to drive, say, 100 miles to go get a cake and back? It would be a tank of gas, and the price of the cake wouldn't even figure into it. It would be maybe 2 hours of their time and driving to the next place where they could get a cake, and then that would be your damages. I guarantee you that you wouldn't get no more damages in a common law court. Because it's like the guy hitting your garbage can. He might have intended to drive over your damn garbage can. But when you go to sue him civilly in a civil court, which is not a crime, what they're trying to make it is a crime here not to bake a birthday cake. Something they can put criminal penalties on you for. And that's where the license plays into the equation. But in reality,
So whenever the jury has to be unanimous or just, on the civil.
Well, a jury in a civil case, it's not like in a when it's criminal, it has to be an absolute, and it's just a preponderance of the evidence. 51-49. If you believe, and then from that point, you know, if you decide for the plaintiff, then you have to agree on the damages. That's what would be worked out. But for a civil case, the burden of proof isn't like it is in a criminal case. A criminal case, it is beyond a shadow of a doubt. In a civil case, it's a preponderance of the evidence. I feel that, you know, it's more likely this way than not, because you're just talking, and that's all we're really talking about here, but you're seeing people trying to use your Bill of Rights, which is your great protection, to go into the goddamn admiralty and create special civil rights for a protected class that can't exist, because if they exist, they are superior in right. Go ahead.
You still have to have all 12 jurors, or you only get 6 jurors, or do they all have to be unanimous?
No, I don't know. It would be I don't think it'd be an unanimous decision. I mean, we look at things in civil as, you know, as like you could have something like if you're looking at two people that were involved in an accident. And, you know, we had something like this in one of the articles the other day. And it would come down to, you know, if in this accident, I've decided that person over there was 51% liable. It was 51% his fault, 49% his fault. It's doing math. It's doing equations. It's coming to an equitable conclusion. You have to find for one of the plaintiffs for sure. And that would be a unanimous decision. Otherwise, it would be a hung jury. And it would, you know, you could have the right to appeal. You could go to, like, if you did it in a little town, like a town jury, you know, you got your little jury in town and they're all a bunch of assholes. It don't matter, because then you got the right to appeal, but it has to appeal within the common law, which means another jury at a higher level, at a regional level. And you even have a right to go to a jury from made up of the whole goddamn United States. You could pick a person from Iowa, a person, you know, so that you get a just verdict. But in something like this, you're going to decide one way or another. People see the truth in something like this. You'd see it and you'd say, well, okay, he didn't bake the cake for the queers. Okay, the queers, what did you do? How did you try to, because in civil law, you do have to try to limit the damages to your person. You have to limit it. You can't just let it go on like, oh, I just didn't go ahead and get married. I didn't do this. And man, it's just piled up and it's all this guy's fault, you know, for 10 years of my life or some shit. No, you have to try, in civil law, you have to try to limit the damage. That means if your car gets banged up, you go and you don't go and get the most expensive person in town to do it. You go get 3 bids and you do it with the least expensive because you're limiting the damages, just like you would do if you had to pay for it. And so like the cake thing here, so they couldn't get their cake. Now, what did they have to do? Did you go buy a cake, or maybe you wanted a special cake, so you had to travel, like I said, 100 miles to somewhere who would bake a cake for a queer with the special shit you want on it. And that would be the limit of your damages, because you're not damaged beyond that. And then just say that, well, that right was violated. Well, yeah, every instance where anything that happens in civil law and the common law, a right is violated to a degree. And that's what you're really talking about with the juries. To what degree? Well, I mean, was this really a malicious thing? And it did cost him his family. If it was some kind of thing where you hit the garbage can and the garbage can had some secret medicine that kept your wife alive and she died because you hit the garbage can, then it would build, you know. But the thing is, in the civil law, it's just what actually happened and who was hurt and to what degree. Now, when they, like these people here, they could say, well, they, you know, we were denied service at this goddamn place here in the only town 100 miles away just because we're queers. And you got a case. But you're going to have to take that case, and you would have had to limit your damages. So what happened? Well, we had to drive 100 miles to this other place, and they made us a fag cake. And we came back, and you got married and everything. Oh, yeah, everything's hunky-dory with you. Then what did it cost you? What did this guy's action cost you to have to do? It ain't like you can just come and say, well, you're going to do that. You don't get that. You don't get that. Mm-mm. You cannot command anybody to contract with you. I don't give a shit what the reason. That's why back in the day before this shit all took over, you'd walk in any establishment, a restaurant, a store, whatever, and there's a big sign up there. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. Now, if you were out there in a place, you know, and you were hurting for water, you were thirsty, man, you needed it to protect your life, and you went in and they wouldn't sell it to you, and you just barely made it to the next place to get water, you'd have an action. You'd have an action, and you could even get punitive damages because it harms you. You know, it harms your body. You know, if you could show it. But you have to be able to take it into court and show actual damage. What actual damage, I say, to bring this all the way to the Supreme Court, which the government has no say in except pass the licensing. Now, what these people could do, I mean, they could try to get the person's license pulled, but I mean, I'd like to set what happened here in Oregon. $450,000 fine and take them clear out of goddamn business. You can't do that. You know what? They could just say, stuff your license up your ass because I never really needed a license. I'm not running no operations. It's a family business here. I'm a one guy baking cakes here, and I decorate them real nice like I like to. Shove your license up your ass. I don't need government permission to do it, and I don't need to become an agent of the government. I live in the world of the common law with the people. That's government. When this is how they've come right down into our houses and homes and you know, little shit like this guy with the birthday cake. He didn't have to that's like the state saying, you know, on one hand, we got Facebook or Google YouTube. Okay, now they're deciding who's going to get money and who's not going to get money. Okay, they're damaging people. They're damaging people, man. They've damaged me. They've damaged a lot of people out there. But you go and you try to what's your recourse? You got to try and sue against that license because that is a national, international corporation. You got to sue against that license because you allowed that son of a bitch to be in here. But then you really don't got to sue against that license. What you need to do is go and get the son of a bitch that issued that license. That's the guy I would sue. I would put a complaint into him for what, you know, but you'll never find out who that person is. Go ahead.
But you're damaging them because you're telling the truth.
I know. Isn't that a terrible thing? But I got to believe that
When you get a moment, this time tomorrow, I'm going to be in tax court, and I wanted to practice my statement about the Bill of Rights. I'm going to want them to confirm or deny.
Right on. Well.
It's going to say.
Go ahead.
It'll say. Confirm or deny, the Bill of Rights is superior. It's opposite of communism in effect for 200 years, 50 years before there was even a state of Texas. It's never changed, never can change. You know, we're not Canadian subjects, Mexican peons, Chinese coolies, we're not taxpayers, slaves, citizens, serfs. And I was going to talk about even 1,200 years ago, Magna Carta, Chapter 14,
man.
They couldn't,
brother.
The king was not a allowed to shake down individual landowners. He had to summon all the landowners and tell them why he needed more money.
Your argument is, Charlie, is that you got to say, under what authority are you going to take this property from me, my money? Under what authority? And they'll say, well,
but I'm just trying to get, judicial notice right now that is a superior. Do you agree? I'm asking them, do you agree that, or is there any law superior to the Bill of Rights? Is where this is just the beginning of it.
There
I'm going to get there later.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to have this book. I'm going to make the witnesses, the people that are testifying against me, there's some rule. I'm going to invoke the rule. I want those people out of here, and I'm going to do judicial notices, and I want to interview the appraisers that are going to testify against me separately, and I want to know, you know, what's going on here. You know, am I a defendant or a or a plaintiff, or, you know, what rules? This is just crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. It's designed to be crazy. But the, as long as you end up with the point of each one of them telling you where the authority came from, and then pointing out that the ninth article says that the only way you can be relieved of any property, including your money, is through that due process of the law, and that requires a civil suit from an American national who files in a common law court, because you're guaranteed the common law. That is the point.
That's right. The sixth article.
The ninth article.
The fifth article is the
due process. Due process of the law.
Yeah, you can. Right.
And the ninth article says that you will have that due process. And that due process, where is the complaint filed against you for a damage? You see, the government was, they had taxing powers, but they didn't have
tax.
Go ahead.
The first statement in the Texas Constitution is that that it's below the U.S. Constitution. So, and then this statement puts the Bill of Rights above that. So.
Damn straight it does, as it's always been. It's factual. I'd be interested to hear what they have to say.
It's never changed, and it can't change. It's the longest-standing law that's ever existed as far as we're concerned.
Yes. It cannot change because no authority can ever operate through the bill. There can be no authority to change it. That's what the ninth article says. You can't touch these rights.
I didn't write the law, but this is what it says. If you don't like the law, go and change it. Say you can't take away your property except if you don't pay taxes. Go ahead, put that in there.
Exactly, man. But the whole idea, that's where people lose it. If you look at the anti-federalist papers, you see that the people saw this shit a-coming. That's why, you know, they've seen the taxing authorities in the Constitution. Fine. If somebody's going to build a corporation where they're taking out the people's, you know, working on lease and taking out the people's resources to make fortunes, well, they're going to have to be regulated and they're going to have to be taxed because they're taking what belongs to all of us to give to a few. That's what it was all about, the corporation thing. That's all the taxing power they had. The whole government was supposed to be run on tariffs, you know, taxing imports to protect our industry, to protect our private business. But they, you know, then they turned around and they said, well, we're going to quit doing tariffs because the people's got to have to, you know, pay higher prices for these foreign products. That was bullshit. That's when they tried to institute the goddamn income tax. But the income tax can't fly because you never had the authority to do it. The Constitution, you cannot tax a private individual, you son of a bitch, or his property, or else it isn't your property. That's the whole idea of the Bill of Rights, is your ability to own property, including yourself. But if you can tax me out of that property, I don't own it. If I owe you something for having it, I do not own it outright. I do not have a lodeal title to my property. So when you come and you tell me that you have the authority, I tell you, you cannot have that authority. The ninth article says the only way that any of my property can be taken is by another American national through the common law procedures in a common law court. You're in government world. I'm not licensed under you, you son of a bitch. I'm not running a corporation. I'm me, living in my private world, protected by the Bill of Rights.
Henry, something made sense that you said about, you know, that Baker guy, he went out and got a license. So now he's subject to the state. He's basically an agent now, whereas he didn't need that license. And I, thinking about the income tax, these, you know, businesses get these licenses, and then, you know, they have to follow what the, you know, the law or whatever they tell them they have to do. So they tell them, issue these, you know, W-4 statements to your people that work there. And then that's where that income tax starts to get extracted. Had they had no license, they would never even have to issue.
Well, it's not they have to. It's a part of their agreement for the license.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually become the criminal that's taking your money.
They become an agent for the state, exactly.
Yes.
And it is criminal. I mean, it's in the tax code. It's criminal. If they say that you've actually earned monies that you didn't, and which you don't when you work. I mean, it's a basic right to life, is to be able to feed yourself. You can't tax it, just like the property tax. You have to have a place to live. It's a basic human right. So, for them to be able to come in and take your home or your property because you failed to pay the state money. I mean, I'm working on that property tax thing too, Charlie. I'm looking into it, reading the state constitution. And like you said, I noticed it says that the federal constitution, Bill of Rights included, it doesn't say that. But anyway, it trumps the state constitution.
Oh, absolutely.
But it says in there they can tax land.
No, well, I don't care what it says. The bottom line here is I don't care what your property is. That procedural due process was put in that Bill of Rights by the people who understood this shit and knew what they were going to do, because they said it. They said this is the only way. Otherwise, you don't own property. You can't
exactly.
own property if somebody can go in and arbitrarily just say, you owe me money for owning property. they can't
absolutely.
Do it.
It makes no sense, absolutely no sense. I was listening to a guy that down in Florida, anyway, he got himself off the tax rolls, and he said, you know, just think about it, just logically, he said, you know, the history books, the school books tell us, oh, they went to war over a tax tea. He said, you think they fought a war?
Nope.
And now they're going to, you know, allow their homes to be taxed? He said, absolutely not. I mean, it's, anyway.
It was about property. It was about,
yeah,
right. I see a freeman in the old world, see, a freeholder, that's what they call them, a freeman, a freeholder. You held it without condition. It was yours. That's what we're talking about here. I mean, if you own land, anything you own, your clothes, anything that's yours, it's yours because you can't take it from me. It's mine. It's absolutely mine. That's what the Bill of Rights says. That's why they put the procedure in the Bill of Rights saying the only way that I could, an American national, an individual can be relieved, have their property taken from them is by another American national for a liability that, you know, or a damage caused. So that's why the procedure's written out like it is, going right down to the common law jury, that you have to, I mean, you better be able to show a damage or else I'm going to get something of yours for taking up my time. If you can't
exactly.
show it, where I owe it to you.
Charlie, another thing, I know that you had mentioned it was this something you added onto your property and they want to come in and tax it, and it really shouldn't be because it's just a piece of junk, basically. I mean, I'm not calling your stuff junk, but that's what you said. It's not real nice. But anyway, go in there and see if you can get that whole property tax thing, you know, just wiped out, not just that portion that they're, you know what I'm saying? Get the whole thing.
Yeah, well, the problem is it's agriculture. I got 25 acres, but they're saying that the barn cannot be used for agriculture, so it's separate.
Apples and oranges.
Arguing over valuation. They're saying it's worth 40, and I'm saying 20. So
they have to show that you owe. The only way they can show you owe is to go through the procedures in the Bill of Rights, which is to file a civil complaint against you showing why you owe. And why you owe cannot be just because somebody wants to take what you have away from you. And it would be, and what it's coming down to is the government being able to take your property without due process of the law, which is guaranteed in the Fifth and described in the rest.
What they're doing is fabricating the security. They're writing on a piece of paper that this is ours if you don't pay taxes. I mean, it's a securities fraud is what I'm charging them with. And also they're sending that document in the mail. It's mail fraud.
Goddamn right. It is 15-year beef. The bottom line is they are not providing you the due process that you are guaranteed in that Bill of Rights. They haven't gone through that process, so they cannot take your property. If they say they can, they're operating illegally because the Ninth Article says you absolutely have that due process, plain and simple.
Henry, even if it's written in the Texas State Constitution that all land shall be taxed, I mean, it's right there. I mean, that's the state. So, I mean,
I'm going to give it to you,
Can you show
Katie.
Me where that is? I don't know. I don't have that. I'd like to see that.
Katie.
Oh yeah, we'll go online and get the the state constitution. It'll be right there, and it's got different subchapters.
I have it. It's 600 pages. I have it printed out, but I don't know.
Here's your answer to that. Here's your answer to that. Ready? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. The Ninth Article prohibits the state from having the power to just like it prohibits the federal from having the power to take your property without the due process of the law guaranteed in the Bill of Rights.
Okay, well, how about this? Okay, to take my property. So let's go back here. So I'm paying my taxes. Everything's fine. Okay, so they're taking part of my property as in my money? I mean,
yes. That's the property they're taking.
I'm not to the point where I can't pay the property tax right now.
But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take your money. Your property is your money that they're trying to take. Otherwise, they're going to take another part of your property. They're going to take your real property. your land.
Yeah.
But none of it, they have not gone through the procedures outlined in the Bill of Rights. And the 10th article says that as it is forbidden by, it's forbidden by the Bill of Rights. That is what they're talking about. All powers not delegated to the United States. That's not powers given to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. The Constitution does prohibit what they're doing to the states through the Bill of Rights. The only way my property can be relieved is through the procedures in that Bill of Rights. That's not how you're doing it. You are saying that you have some power above the Bill of Rights where you don't have to go through that due process. You just write it down on a piece of paper and come and take it from me. And that is a violation of the Bill of Rights at all. All right, guys, stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't really believe that what you see now is the reason so many brave men gave. Teacher used to say we had the Bill of Rights. I think the Civil Rights sent us the bill. Well, I don't know about you, my friends, but I think I've had my fill. They've been walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the line. You can tell old John Cougar Mellencamp he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 million bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time. And that was John Ringer with My Country, My Ass. And boy, ain't that what we're talking about here. Now back to the subject at hand. Now, Charlie, you still there? I must be ringing back in. It's like this, man. Okay, now there's two people standing on a goddamn sidewalk. One fella's got a bar of gold in his pocket. Another fella walks up to him with a ball bat and says, give me that bar of gold. Can he do it? No. Why? Because it's your property. Is there a way that he can get that bar of gold from you? Only one way he can get that bar of gold from you. And that is if he has a damage. If you owe it to him, he can go to a court of common law and file a civil complaint and demand that you turn over that gold for the debt you owe him. That is the only lawful way to take that goddamn bar of gold from you. Now, you got somebody that comes up and
says... I got another thing.
Let me finish this, Charlie. You got somebody that comes up and says... Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Somebody comes up and says, I'm a state agent. Give me that bar of gold. No. What authority, you owe me that bar of gold. You owe it to the state, and I'm the representative of the state. Now give me the bar of gold. No. Why? Because you can't take it. Only way that gold can come out of my pocket and go into somebody else's, unless I hand it to them and forcefully take it from me, is through the due process of the law. Otherwise, you're committing a crime of robbery. You are fucking robbing me. Plain and simple. And he says, well, I have the authority of the state. Well, where did the state get any such authority? Well, it's a state incorporated under the Constitution. So this authority has to come from somewhere. Okay, so you're saying that the state has this authority through the Constitution? Well, I bring you back to the 9th article of the Bill of Rights. It says no such authority can ever exist. My rights are absolute. The only way you get my bar of gold is through going through those procedures and a jury saying that you can have it. That's the only frickin' way. Anything else is a lie. It's a fraud. It's criminal.
The opposite. It's crazy. All the people that own mineral rights, you know, the corporations and big landowners, they own the mineral rights. Uh-huh. They don't pay taxes on that.
Well, it's all a big fraud, Charlie. I mean, the fact that they own the mineral rights. Now, you take that state of Texas where you're at.
Yeah.
All of that oil underneath the ground. Now, after the Revolutionary War was over and after the Louisiana Purchase, which the people paid for, the United States belongs to us. Now, what does that goddamn mean? It belongs to us just kind of sort of, and it belongs to really the federal government over there, and they can dispose of our property as they please? No. This actually, the Bill of Rights is how we held on to our country. You cannot. I mean, you can try to say that a bunch of people voted on this or whatever. I don't give a shit. Was a part of that property mine before you made your move? The answer is yes. I'm an American national. I own the United States of America, the minerals, everything, the water, every frickin' thing. I own it. I own a portion of it. And everybody that was there at the time owned a portion of it. Now, what they did is they just decided, we're going to form a little committee here. We're going to conjure up some authority here so we can take and give these mineral rights to just these few guys right here, and they're going to give some money to us in the government. That does not satisfy my common law rights to my property. Where's my – you took my property without due process of the law, which is written out in my Bill of Rights. You took my property without a civil complaint. You just took my goddamn property. You wrote it down on a piece of paper and called that authority. The 9th article says it can't exist. And that's where we're at today. Go ahead.
You know, it's interesting, land tax versus income tax. You know, income tax, you're being taxed on how much money you make, but some clown somewhere decides how much that land's worth. And how do you – you know, who decides on the value of that land? I mean – it's like you're getting screwed all over the place with the land tax because it's just an arbitrary number.
My friend.
And one more thing real quick, and I'll let you go. Oh God, now I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it!
I can't believe this woman is after me. She's This woman is after me. She stalks me like she has somebody on the ground floor call her anytime I come in the building.
Oh, my God.
And she came down, you know, and got in my face. And I said, look, you're making me nervous. Would you please leave? I'm talking to this person here. And she pretty much refused to leave until finally she's trying to get me upset to call the cops on me is what she's doing. Uh-huh. And then the next time I came, I went into this other guy's office, you know, trying to get some evaluations. And the phone rang and he said, yeah, he's in here right now. It was her calling him, you know. I said, they can't stalk me like that and make personal vendettas.
Well, you know, go ahead.
I remember now what I was going to say. You know, the registration on cars, Henry, that's the same thing. That, you know, that car is property.
Yeah.
Well, and so you're getting burned there, too. I mean, if we ever get to the point to where we can get not have to pay taxes on land, let's just go ahead and throw the registration out the window as well, because that car is your property.
Of course it is. But when you go and you realize when you go and register that car, you're turning over ownership of that car to the state, right?
Right.
Yep, you are.
And you bought it.
And see, they give you back a titled interest in it, a titled interest as, and when you go into contract with them, you're acting as a dead corporation, because that's what they've done to your birth certificate. They've turned you into a dead corporation and you're working through a licensing system. That's where they think that they can corral this power. If you took what they're doing
but
and
Henry, they force us to do it, you know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not like, you know, if you don't do it, then, you know, well, you're going to get a ticket. I mean, it is, you know, all of it is illegal. And the bottom line is, as you always say, Henry, we need to shoot them.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the only way it's going to stop.
But it's
Charlie, the only way this is going to stop, you're going to have to fight them. I don't mean with paperwork. I mean physically. You're going to have to do it. It's going to have to be.
I mean,
fight.
The county sheriff
already said, but that's what it's going to take. They just prolonged
it. Yeah, the county sheriff.
The bottom line is, you're going to go to jail behind it, or they're going to take everything that you have. You cannot win in their corrupt system
because
everything is against them. The deck is stacked against us. They
are ignoring the law.
I would shoot them.
Exactly, brother. They're ignoring the law. There is no law. That's what we've been trying to get through everybody's head. If the law was there, I can tell you how they're breaking it, and I can tell you what needs to be enforced, but it's just like when the king came for those guns in Lexington and Concord. I mean, it didn't matter what was right or wrong, did it? And what mattered was what you were going to back with guns, because that's where we're at in this fight. It's, you know, if you looked at what they're doing, everything they're doing, under their own racketeering law, go look at it. That's called theft through coercion. That's exactly what they're doing to Charlie right now. That's theft through coercion. You either hand it over or else. There is no such thing as a due
yeah.
process of the law, because you've had that removed from you. That your great protection.
I'm going to bring up the point that 90%, it's 100%, but 90% of what you do is just, I don't agree with, and like the militia could do most of it. You know, militia should do training young people. I mean, there's a thousand things if you had a militia volunteer type people.
Well, if you look at the original, when they were trying to sell this crap to us in the Federalist Papers, oh, it was such a small little thing. They had no power. They would never have no power. They were going to be in a 10-mile citadel known as Washington, D.C., and that's the only place that they had any authority. This was the big promise, and that's why that the Bill of Rights was attached. You can match the articles in the Bill of Rights to those Federalist Papers, what those people were saying was going to happen. This was the check to that.
You just used the word situs, S-I-T-U-S?
You lost me, buddy. I don't know what you're talking about.
At the beginning, you said the 10-mile situs or something.
Oh,
square
citadel.
At the beginning.
It's a citadel.
What?
It's a citadel.
Citadel.
It's actually a military facility, the whole goddamn thing is. Because the only place they could operate was where the tides ebbed and flowed. They could never come onto the land with it. Go ahead.
Article 1, Section 8, Clause.
Okay, I lost somebody at Clause.
Henry.
Okay, one person at a time I hear. Dion, go ahead.
Hey, you know what, man? Ever since I've been listening to you, man, you know, I've just learned so much, and I learned how deep this rabbit hole really is and it doesn't grow. You know, that's the main reason I won't have any children, because I refuse, you know, since I woke up, I refuse to have a person in this, you know what I'm saying, just in this fucking, I'm sorry, in this slavery of a system where you really have no, you know, I mean, just like you have, they say that you have freedom, but you don't. I refuse just to put somebody in this world like this, man. I really do. I mean, I'm so up to here with it, man, too. I'm just, if they do anything to me, I'm like, man, you know what? Let's get it. It's, y'all might get me in a rush because you outnumber me, but, hey, you gonna feel what I have. And I have got to that point because they just lie, steep, and chill. Then you got the buffoons who come out here who celebrate these clowns, you know. Thank you, man. Just thank you for letting me see the truth, man, when I started listening to you. That's all I really wanted to say. Well, thank you for opening my eyes to a lot of this crap.
Thank you for being someone that would see. I mean, go ahead, Mike.
For Dion.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say this for Dion. Slavery never ended. What happened was they enslaved everybody on the plantation called the United States of America. America is the world's biggest plantation. And you know, we're all picking the boss man's cotton by way of taxation through any way, shape, or form. But no, slavery never ended. They kept the black man a slave, and then they took the white man, the red man, the yellow, and everyone else, and enslaved them too.
Well,
sure did. They sure did.
Well, with the 13th...
When you call yourself a citizen, that's what you are.
There you
and
go.
I learned that from Henry.
With the 13th Amendment, they freed the black people, and with the 14th Amendment, they enslaved everybody together. And the thing is, there was no need for a 13th Amendment because you had the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was for everybody. And, I mean, slavery in this country, I mean, the slavery and the Bill of Rights couldn't exist on the same plane. That was the fight from the get-go. I mean, there were people endangered of all colors, man. That's what it's always been. It's always been an elitist class that thinks that they can just, they're the rulers and you're the ruled. And when the people came out and fought, it wasn't, yep. I mean, this was people came out and they shot the shit out of them and said, we're going to be free and we're going to be left alone. And they put up the Bill of Rights. But these son of a bitches sitting there, they've always thought that, you know, you're just their possession. And they're always going to think that. And it's always been a handful making misery for for the multitudes. Until these son of a bitches are wiped out, you'll know no peace. Because they've got it in their head that we're the rulers. And you're the ruled. I know we had that thing that happened back in 1775 and the big fight back there. And you wrote this down on papers. But we're the rulers and you're the ruled. And this is what they do until you shoot them.
Yeah, they got registration for bicycles, registration for airplanes, registration for boats. My God, you know, you can't get out of bed without getting something registered in.
That's because what it is your status has been removed from you. When they removed the Bill of Rights, you got the Patriot Act and you got sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act that effectively remove your rights. And it is that due process when you talk about asset forfeiture. I mean, that is the most blatant, unquestionable violation of the Bill of Rights. It violates every procedure in there. It is denying you the right. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, he's so right. You know, it has gotten to a point. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my mom used to go to, yard sales all the time. It would have gotten to that point. Now, people had to get permits.
Uh-huh.
You know, permits are just short for permission.
Well,
to just have yard sales to sell their own crap. And now they have to pay taxes. They had to fill out a tax form when they want to have a yard sale. This is how insane these people are. And this is how the sheeple don't see that, you know, we're really not free. You have to get permission and a license for everything you want to do.
Oh, absolutely.
In this country. How is that freedom?
It's not freedom. It's not. The Bill of Rights is freedom, and what we're seeing is a complete removal thereof. We are not a free people. We're not even. I mean, that's why I talk about the vote. When these people keep talking about coming out and voting, you do not have the capacity to make a decision. When you know back in the day, when before the Civil War, when it used to be like if the Massa owned, say, 20, I can't remember, was every four black people that he owned, he got another vote. Not the black people, he got another vote. And that's what they're goddamn doing here. They have removed your goddamn capacity. If you're, see, a slave, a property can't vote, okay? Property has no say in its, how it's dispensed. Property has no say in anything. Property is inanimate. And that's what they have reduced you to, is their property. Just like the slaves that were owned by, well, black and white, all colors, people that were owned in the colonies. Those people, even their Articles of Confederation that these states' rights people are harping on right now. The sixth article to the Articles of Confederation, you didn't have no rights, and it said it right there, you are without right unless you own property. You see, and that's what was eliminated with the Bill of Rights after the people fought and it became their country. It's our country. We're going to be free here. We're going to be freeholders, just like the goddamn royals over there in England. You know, not everybody was a freeholder over in England. The freeholders, they had the serfs. People went out and worked their asses on their land just so they could have some of the food that they produced. And they, and them themselves were property to be called up if they wanted to go war with the guy next to them to try to take more property. It's just your lives. Get over here and die. This is what we broke away from here. And this in the United States, I don't care. They talk about the Magna Carta. I spit on the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was so that more royals could be freeholders instead of the king holding everything. It just broke it up a little. Here, what we have with our Bill of Rights says that each individual, it belongs to you. Your property frickin' belongs to you. And what makes it so is that the only way it can be removed is clearly defined. That you have to have that due process of law guaranteed in the fifth. That due process of law means that there has to be a reason for taking your property away from you. You have to owe somebody for the value of that property for it to be removed from you, from the person you owe. It just can't be, we've decided that you owe us. Well, that's where you come down to the damages. Every civil case has damages. You can't just arbitrarily say, well, the state wrote it down on a piece of paper and you didn't pay. In the first place, the state couldn't even be in a common law court. As a state agent, that person cannot be in the court. Why? Because he never had the authority to ever be in the court as a litigant.
Yeah, I'm saying that the Bill of Rights is way above the Magna Carta, but what they're doing here is worse than the Magna Carta even. I'm just saying.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes.
Even 1,200 years.
This is right back to where we were in jolly old England before the people got on the goddamn boats and came over here to get away from it. That's exactly where you're at. You are property. Everybody is property.
Yeah,
in the top, you got the
serfs,
king.
And you had to pay the king, you know, the whatever for
his
being
taxes.
On that land, his land.
You betcha. You had to pay him taxes.
Henry, I'm reading a book called Lone Star. It's the history of Texans and the state of Texas. Anyway, it's by Fehrenbach, and it says in here, the aim of the state was to create a country of freeholders.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You so see, if you can't, see, it all happened in 1933, guys. When they seized that gold, that's when the government declared a power to take property at a whim. Oh, it's an emergency. They tried to say, you know, under an emergency, we're going to do this. And no. You can't create that. Ninth article doesn't say except if you create an emergency. It says you just cannot fucking do it. Plain and simple. This ain't rocket science. And see, when they came and took that gold, man, that's the last time that people could own property. If you can take the gold, well, where in the hell are we at today? People, they're taking people's vehicles from them, emptying their pockets on the side of the goddamn road. They call it asset forfeiture. It's just, it's constitutional because we wrote it down. No, it ain't. You do your procedure that you're using, I mean, the procedure of walking up with a baseball bat, that's a procedure. I put the bat in my hand. I walk up to you. That's a procedure. I wear it back and I say, give me your goddamn gold, or I'm going to bash your fucking head in. That's a procedure, but that ain't the procedure you're guaranteed.
You shouldn't have had a bumper sticker that said support your local police. That means you're trying to hide something.
Oh, absolutely.
They're using $10,000 as that forfeiture breaking point. You carry more than 10 grand anywhere. You can just count on it being gone if you get pulled over.
Well, I had a friend. He was going to buy some equipment, a cat and some stuff. 90 grand they grabbed from him. Took him 10 years to get half of it back.
God.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, but
you can bring it. You can go to Las Vegas with that much, but you can't leave with money.
That's
what they told me at the airport. No, it's okay to come into Vegas with money, but you can't leave.
Oh, my God. This is how bad it is, people. This is why when I talk about, you know, remove the consent. The bottom line is, well, everything we've talked about here today, this outrage that we have sat here and described today, it exists because it's consented to. They rule with the consent of the governed. How do they get the consent? Well, that's when you fill out that goddamn voter's registration. That's when you go participate in it and say, yeah, this is my government and I'm going along with it. You have my consent to continue to operate. But if the people just, I mean, all the people that went and voted for Trump, I say this over and again, if every one of them would have just unregistered, do you people realize what would, I mean, you talk about a change, I mean, something that could not be denied. What, oh, I mean, would they have dared to put Hillary in there with 6% of the vote? Really? 6% of the communists came out, and everybody realizes that only the communists came out, and you got a communist here saying, as soon as I get in, I'm coming to take your guns. I guess we'd have brought this thing to a head real soon, wouldn't we? You keep consenting, and this shit goes on to your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren incrementally. They won't even know no goddamn better. When they walk over to that ditch, they'll think they're serving their country and bend down and take that bullet right in the back of their head because they just don't know no goddamn better. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, unregister to vote. Quit giving consent to what we come up here and outline every day. That is the Word from the Trenches.